If you're looking for something to do this summer, we've got your Disneyland Resort tickets on the way on K-Rock. It is a world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? There is a heat advisory for today and tomorrow, at least in Southern California. Coming up on the show, we got People Are Dumb. Somebody was caught by their own Instagram. We need to talk about this corpse flower that smells like rotting flesh that people are in line to see. What's up with Florida on the show today? We have the 420 catch of the day. That's our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, tickets for you to see Joyce Manor in the In-N-Out Burger sound space. Yesterday, late in the afternoon, we took calls on your run-ins with wild animals.
I usually pet sit around my neighborhood, and I have these neighbors, and they always feed, like, these wild cats that are outside, squirrels or anything, and they feed us both walnuts. So one day they were going out of town for like a week, and they're like, hey, can you feed the squirrels in the backyard walnuts? So I have the walnuts in my hand. My dad came with me because I was still a little younger. And I had my fingers held a certain way to the point where the squirrel started like crawling up my arm and was biting my fingers.
Oh, God.
And I was bleeding. So I was like kind of freaking out. But I tried to like move my hand or like push it back, and it would not get off. So I just had to like stay there with the squirrel biting my fingers. That's basically it. Luckily, it got off, though, and I ended up being fine.
Did you go get a rabies shot right after?
No. I did not.
Oh, my God.
That bad.
Risky.
But it still was scary.
So you just stayed there while it was biting you until it quit.
I didn't want it to get worse, because if I were to get more, like, aggressive with it, it could have been a whole different story.
You're amazing that you're able to have that kind of composure.
Seriously.
Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
What was his point?
I
have no idea.
I think he's...
Dude, I don't get it. I don't get it either.
We have 4 one-day, one-park tickets for Disneyland Resort, and that's coming up in less than a half hour on the World Famous Kid. It's hot.
The heat is expected to linger, too, for a few more days.
Yeah, it's a heat advisory because it's hot, because it's July in Southern California. So this guy goes to the beach to try and cool off, and the interviewer asks him how that's working out for him.
I wanted to escape, but it seems like it's a little hot here, too.
It is hot here, too.
Yeah. Now, this is maybe my favorite news interview of all time, because he's asking girls on the beach what they're doing to stay cool. And she says,
it's pretty hot. It's pretty, like, the air feels hot as well. Yeah.
So it's hot and the air feels hot as well. Am I missing anything?
It's pretty hot. It's pretty, like, the air feels hot as well. Yeah.
Now, in the middle of the report talking about the heat, a positive half glass half full guy steps in and ruins the report.
I think it feels worse here.
Love it. This is why we're here. This is why we live here.
Dude, that's not the story we're trying to report. It's hot, and the air is hot. Stay with the program. Sir, you're going to tell us about how hot it is, right?
I was out here yesterday fishing, caught a halibut. And I like the warm weather because it's bringing the fish in.
Dude, story on heat. You're not helping. What should we do?
Locals also have some advice for enjoying the beach safely in the heat.
Definitely drinking more water.
Okay, drink more water. What else?
Hat. Sunglasses.
Sunglasses.
I usually wear some type of a jacket.
What?
Just to cover up from the sun and the UV rays.
Okay. Sir, how are you staying cool?
Plenty of water. I actually just bought a case of water.
That is a great story, sir. Thank you.
For today and tomorrow, just to be out and about in.
All right, it's going to be hot. That's all. We want you to spend summer at the Disneyland Resort. We've got 4 one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland Resort coming up in less than 10 minutes right here on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Oh, my God, did I win? My name's Amanda.
Amanda, you won.
Oh, my God, thank you.
Nicely done. You got a 4-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland.
Oh, my God, you just made my day. Thank you so much.
The 420 catch of the day is on the way. There is a disease that none of us want to get.
A stomach illness that is surging in several states, including Michigan, Ohio, New York, and Illinois.
This is called cyclosporiasis.
And one Detroit mother said she was so sick she lost 10 pounds in a matter of days.
Wow. 10 pounds in a couple days? That's a lot of shit.
With severe symptoms lingering for weeks.
Dude, severe symptoms for weeks. No thank you.
By day 7, I'm like, night sweats, sick every time I eat, like I'm not getting better. I'm like, I think I need to call the doctor. Like, what if something is really wrong with me? Like, I was seriously freaking out.
I'd say you had good reason to freak out.
Yeah, you can certainly appreciate why there. And here to break all of this down with what we need to know about the illness is our chief medical correspondent, Dr. Tara Narula. It's nice to see you, Dr. Narula. We're hearing a lot about this now. What can you tell us? What's causing it? Why are we seeing this increase in cases?
All right, finally, what is it? How do we get it?
Rebecca, this is a parasitic illness that is essentially transmitted through contaminated food or water, affects the small intestine, and causes predominantly a diarrheal illness.
I feel like we're using the word diarrhea more than we absolutely need to.
Now, we see this a lot outside of this country in Latin America, Africa, or Southeast Asia, but we do have outbreaks annually here in the U.S., usually around 10 to 15 outbreaks or about 1,000 cases. Right now, we're seeing these high levels of cases across 17 states.
17 states? What's going on?
Over 1,200 in Michigan. We know over 400 in New York, Ohio, Illinois affected. And so there haven't been any deaths. There have been some hospitalizations.
All right. No deaths. That's good. I don't want to die with urea.
The important thing to know is that this is typically, in this country, transmitted from contaminated fresh produce. So think about things like cilantro, basil, bagged lettuce, raspberries, scallions. And in this country, we have not yet identified a specific grower, supplier, or produce that is responsible right now.
All right. So we know some of the products that can cause it, but we don't know where it's coming from specifically.
Now, many people are asymptomatic when they get this infection. If they do get symptoms, it's about a week after being exposed, and those things can be decreased appetite, nausea, abdominal bloating or cramping, diarrhea.
Is there some kind of code word that we can use for diarrhea? You know, like mud butt? I don't think that's much better.
And a little bit of fever. The issue is that, and one thing to remember, with some foodborne illness, you get sick for about 24 to 48 hours, and then you get better. With this particular illness, the symptoms come and go, and they can last for weeks to up to a month.
A month of liquidating your assets.
Yeah, and I think as a parent, you know, we obviously want to protect ourselves, but we also really want to think about our kids, especially the little ones. How do we protect ourselves from this?
Nobody wants a kid with chocolate rain.
But certainly taking precautions and measures like washing your hands with soap and water, washing and scrubbing fruit and vegetables, buying fruits that might be smoother, so there's less crevices like blueberries or even grapes.
I'll eat grapes if I can avoid a lava faucet.
Cutting away bruised or damaged parts, refrigerating any produce that may be cut, peeled, cooking your vegetables to 158 degrees, that helps as well.
So are you avoiding anything right now?
I am not.
You're not. No. Okay.
You're not helping me. I want to avoid a laxident. I'm trying not to get the ass confetti. I don't want to get the never-ending spackle spray.
Wow, that is a great story. That's the American dream right there, right?
More chances for you to win tickets for one-day, one-park tickets for Disneyland Resort coming up on the world-famous K-Rock.
How about this? Two rare corpse flowers bloomed just last night over at the Huntington Library and Gardens in San Marino.
Two corpse flowers. Named accurately. Details coming up on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is it about people that make us want to experience bad things as long as we have a way out?
How about this? Two rare corpse flowers bloomed just last night over at the Huntington Library and Gardens in San Marino.
First of all, I just want to clarify, these are called corpse flowers because of how bad they smell. Two of them bloomed at the exact same time.
The stinky flowers only stay in bloom for about 2 days and only every 2 or 3 years.
That is wild that they only bloom for 2 days in 3 years. How lazy of a flower is that? And yet the Huntington Library and Gardens has like 40 of them. And they're an attraction.
Now, the flowers have already begun to close back up, and people have been lining up all day long just to catch a whiff.
These flowers smell so bad that people line up to smell it. What is it about us as humans where we go, you know what? I might need to smell that because it's exceptional.
And the smell is compared to rotting flesh, but also very similar to that warehouse over in Boyle Heights.
So, you know, ahead of time, the feature of these flowers is how bad they smell. And yet people line up, and I also am curious. I don't want to drive there, but I am curious what they smell like. Why? What is wrong with us?
Experts say the pungent odor is important for the flower's pollination, though, as it attracts beetles and flesh flies.
I don't love something called a flesh fly.
The Huntington houses 43 of these corpse flowers.
All right, here's the guy from the Huntington Library and Gardens in San Marino talking about the corpse flowers.
I think people are just curious to see how smelly it actually is. That's the first thing we always get asked is, what does it actually smell like? Or does it really stink that bad? And
I mean, I think both of those questions are answered with the name corpse flower.
Yes, the corpse flower is amazing. People call out of work, call in sick just to come check this flower out.
People call in sick to go smell the corpse flower. Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday in the afternoon. We have the 420 catch of the day on the way. But first, three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a DoorDash delivery driver named Miracle finished doing a delivery after getting hit by a car who was fleeing from police.
What?
Yes, here's the story.
Honestly, I'm just thinking it's all crazy.
Clearly in pain, Miracle Heron walks ever so carefully to her car, reliving the moment she was hit by a car while trying to deliver DoorDash and lived to tell about it.
I didn't think in a million years I would get hit by a car, especially while doing DoorDash.
Last week, she picked up a sandwich at a nearby Subway, parked her car, and then
I heard, like, car screeching, like I heard some wheels screeching.
Police were pursuing Torrance Whitaker on an outstanding burglary warrant.
Wait, her car got hit?
She got hit. She literally just exited her car, and then all of a sudden, boom, the guy hits her. The food, like, went flying, but somehow stayed intact, and then she got knocked over and then got back up and finished doing the... Yeah.
When he decided to run, hitting speeds of up to 100 miles per hour. By the time he hit Heron, he was going much slower. Investigators say he then tried to run. Heron, meanwhile, got up and delivered that DoorDash order.
She's a hero.
She really is. And her name is Miracle. She deserves all of the tips. Number two, women are falling over and injuring themselves, and they all have one thing in common. They appear to be wearing the same pair of pants. And here's that very pressing story.
These women falling over all have one thing in common. They appear to be wearing the same Zara pants. Some people are claiming that the pants caused them to trip and get injured, with some people saying that they even ended up in hospital. Most post injuries of scrapes on their knees or hands, but some others have posted about a bruised ankle and even a broken elbow. On social media, some jokingly say they've fallen victim to the pants. The flowing wide leg trousers come in multiple colors online and are marketed at $45. These women say it's not the length that's the problem, but more the width of the trousers. They're so wide that their feet get caught and then they trip. CNN reached out to Zara, but they didn't respond.
Oh, what a surprise.
CNN did a story about this.
Women are tripping.
So ladies, if you want some death pants, you can buy them at Zara. And number three, FIFA has found yet another way to cash in on World Cup fever. The organization is officially selling authenticated pieces of turf from the 2026 FIFA World Cup final at MetLife Stadium for $450 a piece. Each limited edition display includes a real patch of grass from the championship match, a certificate of authenticity, and even a USB documenting the turf's journey from the field to the collector's shelf. And I just found that to be the most
I love
cringe.
The World Cup. I hate FIFA with the white hot heat of a sun.
Oh my God, I'm Megan Holliday. That was three things at four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
And this is from Queens of the Stone Age. It is a song called Easy Street. And they played it a decent amount live. They played it first at the Chicago Theater during the opening night of Queens of the Stone Age Catacombs Tour. They played it more than 23 times, but now they've officially released it today. It's called Easy Street. It's Queens of the Stone Age, a little bit different from them. And it is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Queens of the Stone Age and Easy Street. That is the 420 catch of the day on the world-famous K-Rock. You need a place to take those crummy little kids this summer, don't you?
Your chance to win up a four-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to the Disneyland Resort is coming up on K-Rock.
We have some phone calls coming up in the next hour. We will give you a topic, and for the best call, we have a great prize.
A pair of tickets for you to come out and see Joyce Manor in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. I don't know know if you saw this story, but Will Ferrell said that he worked for one day at a theme park in Southern California. Only one day.
One day?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he thought it was going to be a lot of fun. And then he was put in the ticket-taking booth. And at the same time, a friend of his had a job at a surf shop that paid the exact same amount. So Will's like, all right, I'll go to the surf shop.
Right?
But he only worked there for one day. And it made me think, what's the shortest amount of time I've been employed? And for me, it was a week. Do you have any of those types of stories?
I do. Well, I would babysit or nanny, and I remember I signed up with this woman, and she was very affluent, and da da da, and she was taking care of her granddaughter who had a lot of issues.
Okay.
And I babysat for this child for one day, and it was an absolute disaster.
And
this kid was a nightmare. And then I quit. I couldn't do it. Yeah. What was yours?
I was at a construction job, and we were supposed to scrape the cement off the floors in an apartment complex.
Oh, God.
So there's like 400 of them, and they're the exact same layout. So we would just go through and do it really quick. And then in the last one, we would set up a little baseball thing. So we'd take a piece of stick, and we would get a ball that's made out of, like, tape.
Okay, yeah.
And we would have a baseball game. And the boss opened the door when we were playing baseball game, and he goes, what are you guys doing? And I said, playing baseball?
So you got fired.
Yeah, he fired me. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I said, we already got our work done, dude. He didn't. That wasn't what he wanted to hear.
Oh, my God.
So that is the topic that we want today, your shortest amount of employment at 800-520-1067. For whatever reason, you quit, you got fired. What was the shortest amount of time that you were employed? And for the best call,
we got your tickets to come out and see Joyce Manor in the In-N-Out Burger sound space here at K-Rock.
All right, your shortest employment, 800-520-1067. We were talking about your shortest employment at K-Rock.
714 said, I was 18 and I worked at a Chuck E. Cheese for one day. Enough said. And I think it is. That would be a freaking nightmare.
Yes, it would. K-Rock, hello. What was your shortest employment?
So I was hired in March of 2020 at Olive Garden for a part-time job. The shutdown took place the day for COVID that I got hired. So I showed up for work and was told to go home immediately and don't plan on coming back. I left in like 5 minutes.
You were fired by COVID.
Oh,
that is rough. We are taking your phone calls on your shortest employment. And for the best call,
we've got a pair of tickets for you to see Joyce Manor in the In-N-Out Burger sound space here at K-Rock on July 27th.
All right. Tell us about your shortest employment.
This was when I was like 20 years old. I'm a little older now.
Okay.
This one's a good one. So I got hired in a roofing company, and I was going to be a driver. And the coworker, he was mad because his friend was a driver, and he wanted him to get hired as a driver, but they ended up hiring me. So he got me to drink at lunchtime, and he took a picture of me and sent it to the boss. So the same day I got hired, the same day I got fired at lunchtime, so 4 hours.
Oh, my God, he set you up.
You got sabotaged.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that one was a pretty funny one.
That's pretty good on your friend's part, I got to be honest. K-Rock, hello.
Probably it was 30 minutes at a Dairy Queen.
Oh, my God. What happened?
Why only 30 minutes?
I clocked in. Mind you, I was smoking. They showed me how to use the ice cream machine. I filled up the first cone. I had some ice cream on my hand, lift it, got fired.
That's what you do, right?
30 minutes, they fired you.
Yeah, I was a good job, though. I did a good job.
Did you? I'm going to question that as you were fired. K-Rock, hello.
So I have a story about when I was 16 years old, I was working for this guy at a lawn mowing company. I lasted 2 days. The first day, they showed me the routes. The second day, I had 3 houses to do in a line, and I accidentally cut the wrong side of the neighbor's lawn. So I cut these 3 houses really great. But it was the wrong houses.
Oh, my God.
You mowed 3 different lawns that were across the street from where you were supposed to be mowing?
Yeah, the best part was my boss told me I did a great job, but I lost the job because I cut the wrong houses.
Oh, dude.
I mean, that is important.
Yeah, kind of.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, so I had a job for about an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
What was it and why?
So I thought I was going for a job interview, but they said, get in the car. We're on our way to to the job site. And as we were driving, I realized we weren't going to a job. We were going to go sell electric fly swatters door to door.
Electric fly swatters door to door?
Yes. They look like tennis rackets. Oh. And we stopped. They said, hey, we're going to get some soda. Do you want one? I'm like, oh, wait outside. I just started walking the opposite direction. Call my friend. You got to come pick me up.
So this was a job you didn't know what you were getting
into. Didn't even know what the job was.
No.
We are taking your phone calls on your shortest employment at K-Rock.
909 says, I once worked at this daycare in San Bernardino where the kids were out of control. And after 3 hours, I took my lunch and never went back. Sounds about right for San Bernardino. 909!
We have been taking your phone calls on your shortest employment time.
Hi, I used to work at Hot Topic for 2 weeks.
Why right. Only 2 weeks?
So on my first week, a lady had came in. It was around Halloween. At the time, the movie Suicide Squad came out. So she wanted to get the whole Harley Quinn costume thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
I help her. I grab her everything that she needed. Then a week later, she comes back returning everything. I had asked her, was there something wrong with it? She said, no, I just don't think it's going to fit me in time. And I go, for Halloween next year? She goes, no, for Halloween this year. Mind you, Halloween is in a week. I start doing the return, and as I'm doing the return, I see her kid, and he proceeds to unbutton his pants and sit on a bunch of plushies that we had in a box there. No one wanted to clean it up. Since I was the new guy, had to clean it up, and I had to get rid of it. After that, I was like, I'm out. I'm not doing this.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It's a lot of shenanigans going on.
That is a lot of nonsense. K-Rock, hello.
I was working for a book store, and I went in, and maybe 5 hours later, no one trained me, so I just walked out.
So you just stood around, like, not knowing what to do?
Yeah, and customers kept kind of coming up to me, and I just did the best I could.
Did you ever walk up to whoever hired you and say, hey, what am I supposed to be doing?
No, I emailed them, and I never even got a check stub for that one.
Oh, my God. You're a ghost worker.
You're a terrible employee.
Basically, yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
Shortest employment. I want to say it was about 30 minutes.
Yes.
I got a call from my friend. Letting me know that they were hiring at her job. So I got all dressed up, got my resumes, and went over. They took a little paper saying who came and gave you the job interview. I walked in. There was three people. Hi, welcome to the team. Hi, welcome to the team. Sat down. It was an MLM, a pyramid scheme.
Oh,
I have
yes.
Not walked out of a room so fast, and they're like, you see, you gotta want it, you gotta want it, you gotta want it. There are some people that don't want it. I hate it that they use me as an example of not wanting to join their MLM.
So did you stay friends with the person who roped you into this?
Absolutely not. No explanation, no warning.
That is the right answer.
Yep.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, my shortest employment, I was working for a ski resort. And they put me in charge of alcohol when I was younger, and I was a little bit of an alcoholic. So I ended up taking a bottle and I ended up blacking out within like the first hour, and they kicked me out and fired me.
Yeah.
I ended up going down the hill, almost got arrested by the cops. Good thing my friend saved me. But then I ended up losing the car, so I had no way to get us home because that was a ride.
Wow, you're a disaster. Yeah. How old were you?
I was like 22.
Yes, sir. You sound like me.
Yeah.
Yep.
She doesn't say that with pride.
Thank you.
All right.
I go to meetings for that now.
All right. Who do we like? The guy that mowed all the wrong lawns?
Yes.
He put in a full day and did everything wrong.
And he did a great job doing it, just the wrong houses. So that's Edgar.
Edgar.
Hello.
You rule, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It was like almost 7 hours of work, and it was the hottest day in California, man. I think we hit like 101 degrees.
Oh, man.
Just got to make sure you get the right address.
So your boss said you did a great job only on the wrong houses. Did you try to say, hey, I did a great job. Let's keep going.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And he was like, nah, dude, that was 150 per house, and you owe me that or lose the job. I was like, I'll get rid of the job.
Oh, my God. Well, you doing a bad job got you a pair of tickets to see Joyce Manor and the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock on July 27th.
Sweet.
All right.
Congrats, man. Thank you for calling. If you are looking for something to do this summer, we are going to hook you up.
Getting you a 4-pack of 1-day, 1-park tickets to go to the Disneyland Resort. Your shot to win is coming up next on K-Rock.